Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Now, look, we're not going to be preachy, but with the longer days coming, you might feel like reaching for the running shoes and getting out there running, or indeed getting back out there running. So Mary Jennings, author of the book Get Running, is back to give you a nudge. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
Good, thanks. Mary, good time of the year to start running or to start running again?
Well, it is. It's always a good time. But when you have daylight, it makes that a little bit easier and a touch of spring, shall we say.
Yeah. And listen, people can start any time, really, but knees and ankles and stuff allowing. You were a late starter, weren't you?
Well, I mean, I started as a grown up, I suppose, so to speak. Yeah. You don't need to be part of an athletics club. And I think the big thing is you don't need to be sporty. I think a lot of people think, oh, I never did it when I was growing up. I don't know how to run, or I don't look like a runner, or, oh God, what would the neighbours think, or all those kind of things. And I think the big thing for people is to remember that, you know, it's not a sport unless you want it to be. It can be competitive if you want it to be. But actually think about, how do you want to feel in yourself? And if you, it's almost like a tool you can use to help yourself get energy, to make the most of the long evenings, whether you're interested in getting away from your family or going for a run with your friends or just having time alone or just something different that's off a screen, out the door, and at your pace, in your time, you know?
Yeah, so and for the head as much as anything else.
Oh, absolutely,
So people should probably break themselves in. So some people will have given up running over the winter, but that's fine as well. Don't need to feel a failure or anything.
You probably will feel failure once you start back. Because there is nothing as tough as that comeback run. The first one where you've dusted off those runners and thinking, right, this is it now. I'm back at it. And probably the worst thing you can do is expect to be the same runner you were in October or November, you know, or whenever you last went out. So I think leaving the ego at home, and maybe possibly leaving the running watch, if that's what you're into at home, for the first few sessions,
very good suggestion. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a success then anyway, that you got out the door. It's not about measuring numbers, I don't think.
Yeah. And then in terms of breaking yourself in slowly then, what would you recommend?
Yeah, well, I suppose anyone who maybe is coming back at it, let's assume it's someone who's been hibernating or thinking about building back up to it for a while. I would lower your expectations as the first start. And I would think, okay, maybe you have a 5K route or a 30 minute route or something near home. Say, okay, I'm going to go out and do that, but my aim is to get around it. I'm going to allow myself to walk whenever I want. I'm going to allow myself to do what makes it seem easier. So pick the time of the day you enjoy. Pick, maybe bring a running buddy with you if it's easier to someone, or a kid in a bicycle if that's helpful. It might be more of a hindrance, but, you know, decide what can make it easier for you. And very much, I suppose, go by how your breath is feeling rather than by what your expectation of is how fast or how much hard work it should feel. So if we can take the hard work out of it and make it feel like a privilege to be able to go and do it, then it can kind of change our mindset around getting out the door.
That's very good advice. Yeah. It is completely, isn't it? So don't turn it into a chore or anything.
No, just, I mean,
you can make it
feel a real chore.
Yeah.
Or you can say, right, okay, I just need to pull back a bit here. Or there'll be times you want to kick on, and that's fine too. But if you can take the pressure off it and see it as something that's going to, even if you think about how you're going to feel afterwards, if that's what's going to get you out the door, and say, look, just get out and do it. Because if you're on a comeback, every week you do, say between now and even Easter, you're going to feel a tiny bit better. By the time you get to Easter, you're like 3 weeks into it or whatever, and you're kind of, okay, I'm back in the zone now. I mightn't be at peak performance, but I'm into a routine of going again. So the consistency and the routine will make those initial cobwebs easier to dust off.
And for people who are starting for the first time, walk, run again?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right back to basics of 1 minute run, 1 minute walk. And by running, I mean not much faster than you're walking. Just use your breath again as the gauge to just, if I'm really out of breath, you're not gaining anything by being really out of breath, particularly if you are on a comeback or brand new, because both your breath and your body, your muscles, everything needs to adapt gradually.
Okay.
And by pushing yourself too much, you end up, like in anyone, even if you're running quite regularly, you'll know when you run fast, things tense up a bit more. And that's fine if you're a regular runner, you can have some runs where you go fast, some slow. But if you're brand new to it and every run you do, you're putting yourself under fierce pressure, then you're going to be tense, even in your fists, in your shoulders. And none of that is good for the feel good factor or for the injury prevention factor too. You
know? And apart from that, people don't really need to, they don't need to know anything or they don't need to be trained or anything. If they're able to do it, get out and just start doing it to the level they're able to do it. Yeah,
I think if you, be kind of open-minded to, firstly, listening to what your body's saying to you. So not trying to keep up with someone else or keep up with the runner you used to be. Secondly, with the brighter evenings and brighter mornings, you can get off heavy pavements and roads and maybe onto a grass verge or a beach or a park or something like that. There's more opportunity for less harder surfaces because, okay, you know, people will say to you, oh, don't run, it's bad for your knees, or, you know, and some people can make it look very hard. And, you know, the harder and the impact you hit the ground, of course, it's more force to your body. And there are plenty of techniques and things you can do to reduce the impact on your
body.
Could
you give us a bit of basic technique?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah. Simple thing. Look where you're going. Okay. Yes. So we all...
Which, surprisingly, you can suddenly realize you're not doing.
Well, if you think even... If your posture when you're running is the same as your posture when you're at a laptop, you know, you're bent over, your breath, you don't have as much room in your lungs to breathe. You're not using the muscles in your upper body to support you. So all the pressure goes down into your hips and your lower legs and your lower leg muscles. And it's harder work. Then you have to lift your head up to see where you're going and you're bent at the back. And okay, so it just makes it way more effort than it needs to be.
So stringing the top of the head kind of thing.
That's it. Yeah? Very simple. I'm tall and relaxed. Like I use the image of a puppet on a string. The strings are holding you up from your center, but let your arms and your legs relax and just almost feel the sensation of you're being carried along. As another example I use, if you imagine you're on, you know, those airport escalators, the flat ones, you know, that are moving. If you're jogging along that and all you need to feel like is that road is going underneath you. You just need to lightly pick up your feet and let the road follow underneath you. So you're focusing on lifting the feet lightly rather than banging the ground. Now listen, this is not an overnight thing, but even if you start thinking about it, I want to feel like I'm gliding along rather than pounding along. So it's almost like you're letting your feet float back behind you to let the road go underneath you rather than meet the road with a big bang each time, you know.
Katrina McKiernan has a thing of imagine a bungee cord in your chest to the something 40, 50 meters
absolutely
in front of you and you're being
like
drawn,
a Spider-Man web, and you feel when you do that, that stops you looking down because your gaze is brought forward to where you want to go as well. Okay. So even the runner in front of you, they're reeling you in. So it's all a lot of imagination to keep it going. And try on an old smile as well. It'll help your shoulders
really
relax.
Really, yeah?
Huh? Try it, Brendan.
Okay,
try it.
Okay, all right. I'm usually a man in pain. And come here, in terms of warming up, and people say you shouldn't warm up, like, because you should warm down
that
afterwards.
Well, I suppose people may say
you shouldn't
stretch
beforehand, like.
Maybe they mean by that you shouldn't stretch and, like, hold stretches, you know, kind of hold a stretch for 30 seconds. Maybe that's the mean. But I do think warming up before your run makes a huge difference to the comfort of your run and the performance of your run. It doesn't have to be massive, but it's most people, you're going from something else into running, and that transition period in those 5 to 10 minutes can make a big difference to your run. So say you're sitting here like at a desk and you say, right, I'm just throwing on my running gear and I'm going out the door for half an hour at lunchtime or something like that. Like, your body is used to that desk position. You may be crossing one leg over the other and suddenly you expect it to float along around, you know, UCD here or somewhere. But instead, if you give yourself 5 minutes to say, okay, I'm going to loosen out each of my joints, just, people call it dynamic movement or dynamic stretches, but generally do moves like circle your shoulders, circle your knees, your hips, make your body feel kind of comfortable moving, and even walk for a few minutes where you can actually notice, oh, my shoulders feel a bit tight today. I'm going to loosen them out. So you're increasing your circulation. You're also getting your head in the right space of thinking, okay, I'm going for a run now. What am I going to do? How am I going to start? Rather than hitting the road running and after the first 5 minutes thinking, geez, this is hard work, because you're literally warming up on the run, you know?
Okay.
A nice tip actually for it, it's something we do in our running group as a group, but if you, say, are running on your own and you struggle to do warm-ups or even struggle to get out the door and you have a friend, maybe they can't run with you, but could you even FaceTime them and say, okay, let's meet for a chat for 5 minutes beforehand. We'll do a little warm-up together. And then when we do the warm-up together, we'll head out the door together and I'll text you afterwards to let you know how I get on. So we do that in a big group, but you can do that with just one friend. If you feel you're cutting corners on that and you both feel you could do with the kick out the door and a few minutes of moving together, then why not make it a team thing?
Okay, one quick question. There are lots of texts. We maybe get you in for a clinic another time. But somebody says, I'm diagnosed with severe wear and tear to knee cartilage, and one knee especially was advised to stop running. The worst advice I ever followed, this person says. Like, the word on the street would be just run through it, but you're not going to approve of that.
Look, everyone makes their own decisions. I'm not one for running through pain. I'd be looking at what's causing it, what can I do to reduce the impact on my body, both through technique, through posture, through shoes. That's another
phase. And physio will do all that for you, yeah.
Start with there and they might point you in different directions. But yeah, get the support. If you want this to be a lifelong thing and if you want to enjoy it well into the future, then look after your body very much so.
Okay, Mary Jennings, founder of Forget the Gym. Thank you very much.